So I kind of had a bit of a God nudge and felt like I should go meet her. So I did. And she was really struggling. They were not eating all the time. They were really, like, they were in a borrowed building. She had 18 kids with her at that point, and she's only 3 years older than me. So she was like 23 at that point. And some of them were quite old boys as well, so they were kind of only a few years younger than her. And I've only heard her story more recently, but her name's Praise. They call her Mummy Praise. And she herself grew up in quite a kind of a difficult childhood, and she had to pick the rubbish heaps to find food. She was kind of driven out of a few houses because she was trying to feed the other street children out of the window of the house where she was when she had enough food and they noticed that food was going missing. She ended up with a bit of a following of some street children who were kind of following her around, and then she ended up praying to God that he would bring people from all over the world to help her. It's interesting that it's such a specific prayer, because I went back for her wedding 2 years ago. Like 4 years ago. And not only had she found an incredible husband who has a very similar heart. He used to work with Compassion, so he has a very similar heart for kids. And God had brought her a husband who was prepared to take on 36 kids that weren't her own with her. Imagine. But also at her wedding, there were people from all over the world there. There were people from New Zealand, one lady who's helped her set up her finances. I was from the UK. There were some girls from America, one of whom had heard about her in Nepal. I still don't know the whole story about that. It's just incredible the way that God has answered her prayer. So we went back to go visit, and Angela will tell you a bit more about where you went.
Hi, so we started off in Kampala for a few days just to get sort of acclimatised, and then Moses, her husband, has got links with Katolo, which is about 5 hours away on a really hot coach. So we went there, and basically he's had an equally troubled start in life. His mum died from HIV. His dad had nothing to do with him. And then he was in another house, and the children who lived in that house told him that actually their mother had planned to poison him in that meal. So then he didn't live that meal, and he had to move again to another house. And they would just get him to do lots of chores. So at one stage, he was at the river cleaning lots and lots of clothes. And he just thought, my life is so hopeless. I'm just going to, you know, drown. I just want to end it. And at that very moment, that God sent someone to rescue him, and basically he has got such a heart for these children. He worked for Compassion, and it was a 5-year-old, I think, that once prophesied over him, you will go somewhere where you don't want to go. So he got a job with Compassion, thought, brilliant, I'm in Kampala. But then he was sent to this very remote village, and the prophecy came true, and he was there, and he's made links with these pastors who lived in this remote village. But unfortunately, two of the pastors died in a really bad car accident. So it's left one family, 8 children, with no dad, and the other family, 5 children, no dad. And he just has this real heart for this family. And he's going back there and just bringing sort of the love of Jesus. We met the families there, and, you know, the way it works, the women cook for you for about 4 hours before they can actually talk to you. That's how it works. So that they cooked and cooked and cooked. I mean, life is just so different to here. You know, you've got to walk miles to get water from the well. You've got to just get all the food. It's a whole day of just doing really basic chores. So we were there, and we met the kids there, and they sang these beautiful songs for us. One was Jesus is a wiener man, but we were like, we didn't know what they were saying. But it's Jesus is a wiener man, and then Satan is a loser man. So we weren't getting all the language, but it was, but we're not going to do that. So we're going to do another song in at the end, I think. And then we were at the church there, and it's only 7 months old, but the way they praise is unbelievable. They praise every night for a couple of hours. We were there on the Saturday night, and they were literally praising and dancing for a couple of hours, and church was 6 hours on the Sunday morning, but it wasn't boring. It was amazing. You know, they did sort of theatre for about an hour that we eventually got the hang of. When I heard the pinks oinking, I realised it was a prodigal son. But they sing, and it was amazing. But it's not without challenges. There is a lot of dark stuff sort of happening out there. There is witchcraft, and people are, you know, sort of, some of that was manifesting while we were there at a particular time. So we just really would ask that you would cover them with prayer, that kind of thing. At one stage as well, Laura and I got the chance to actually talk to some of the women from the village about sort of antenatal care and postnatal care and sort of child development and that kind of thing. And that was just amazing. It felt like something from, you know, Call the Midwife in Africa. We were in Africa, all these women were in their best clothes, and they were just shouting out questions to us. And, you know, and there were some things that they believed that, you know, aren't quite sort of how we, you know, it was just all really different, and, you know, and just all the cultural stuff. It was just amazing. So it was an amazing experience there, just seeing how they worship. And, and I'll pass you on to Laura now for the next bit.
Yeah, so the church up in Kontolo was a church plant that Praise and Moses had been involved in setting up. So we spent some time with them. And we also spent some time at the school that Praise and Moses runs. So they've got now 47 children that they've adopted. But they've also set up a primary school so that they can get a good education along with other children in the area, because education isn't free in Uganda, and state education is of quite a poor quality. So they now run a primary school, which charges, I think, just for stationery, doesn't charge for tuition, and they have 300 children who come to them from the surrounding areas. you didn't know I took that photo. and they teach these children as well as the 47 that they own, that they've adopted. I've just done a night shift. If I don't make sense, I apologise. We went to spend some time actually at their school with their kids. We couldn't stay with them, so we stayed with a Christian fellowship nearby, which is a bit of a God connection, really, through Sarah and some friends at New Year's. And so we stayed with this church plant from Kampala with a bunch of amazing Christians who I think really just massively challenged us with their generosity and hospitality and their kindness and how well they know the Bible. I have a degree in biblical studies, and I was ashamed. They know their Bibles inside out, and that was massively challenging. And so we stayed with them, but then during the days went over to the school. And we'd kind of gone with this idea that maybe it's the holidays for them. Maybe we'll do a bit of like a scripture union theme kind of holiday club with them. And we kind of chose one that kind of talked about the Bible and thought we'd give them good grounding in the Bible. Wow, we didn't really need to. these kids know their Bible really well. And it kind of felt a bit like that time we'd gone with this one thing in mind, but actually whilst we were there, rather than kind of teaching them about the Bible, even though we did do some of that, it kind of more felt about the relationships with the kids and with the staff that we were there, more about kind of being there for the one rather than kind of en masse, I think. There's a girl called Lisa, who's a similar age to us. She lives in Kampala with her husband, and her mum is part of this Christian fellowship. So they hosted us, and Lisa joined our team when we went over to Praise and Moses School. And that was really amazing to have her with us and to get to know her. And she kind of said towards, you know, the end of our time there that actually she'd been through some really rough stuff and that had kind of shaken her faith a little bit. But actually in the time that we spent with her and with the kids, actually God really restored her faith and brought her much closer to him again in that. So that was really amazing for us to hear that kind of in ways we didn't expect God to be doing stuff, he was doing stuff.
Yeah, the kind of, we had a couple of words from you at Hope, so thank you so much for praying for us. One of the words which was really kind of apparent was about laying down our agendas and God wanting to do things that we weren't expecting him to do, so I think that just shows that. Another word Chris gave was about going in weakness, not in strength. So we had various hiccups before going, Angela's leg, Ruth's head, I was ill a few days before they came out, and then Angela and Rachel couldn't get their flight because Brussels Airlines decided to leave early. So they ended up coming out 3 days later. So there was a lot of kind of opposition in that, and we felt very weak at times. But that was a recurring theme through the whole thing, and I ended up preaching in the church at Kontolo on the Sunday, and we did about the week, like being weak in ourselves and strong in God, and it just felt like the kind of right message to share. The other word that we had from Jane was about Joshua 1 verse 9, which is about kind of wherever you stand, you'll be on land I have given you. And we felt like that was a word for us, but also for the Ugandans who we were kind of partnering with there, that God was kind of taking ground, and that just seemed to kind of also come through as well, that word. For me, the other thing that was that I saw God do was that I think God did a lot of work through in me last year in terms of fear and overcoming like anxieties and things. And I also was in a situation in an airport in Casablanca where I was told that my flight had gone, but just had an overwhelming sense of peace from God about it. And the guy next to me, who was also British, was literally tearing his hair out and kind of like almost running on the spot. And I just felt real peace and prayed. And 15 minutes later, they came back and told me that it hadn't actually gone, and they drove us to it on it had shunted out of position, but it hadn't yet gone. So it was just like a kind of a testimony almost to the work that God has done through like Living Free and stuff in me this year at Hope. Angela, what did you see God do?
Yes, so my thing was thinking about Lisa, really. This was a girl who'd really struggled, but we were talking again to another set of mums in the village at Matuga, and just really explaining to them quite basic things. I mean, one mother had said that her child had had sort of loose stools for like 2 years or something. So when through Lisa we got it translated that actually this child had only been eating sort of like carbohydrate or something. So just we really saw Lisa shine, that she was able to talk to these local families to talk about, you know, a diet stuff that they can get from the bush that's actually vegetables that's free, because everything's so dear because there's such a drought at the moment. So just really seeing Lisa just come into your own and really talk to these women was quite amazing. Yeah. And another thing that we'd asked all the Hope guys to pray for rain, because there's not been any rain for 3 months. And one day towards the end, there was an absolute downpour. So that was just quite amazing, because the prices are really going up with food, and it's a real struggle when you've got 47 children to feed. But
just quickly, if Laura runs through a few prayer points for the places you visited.
Yeah, so Cotolo is the church plant that's only 7 months old, and in a very kind of witchcraft dominant area. So there's a massive spiritual battle going on there. But the Christians are just amazing. For them, kind of protection and confirmation that they're doing the right things, that they don't doubt and waver, that actually God's in it with them. And that they see more and more people coming to know Jesus in that area. I think it's probably the main thing up there. And again, that's a very poor area, and it's very dry, and it's very dependent on crops. And the crops we saw there, a lot of them had died. So kind of provision and protection for health and food. The community that we stayed with in Brambo, the Christian Fellowship, they're just starting up a school, a mission school, which they feel that's something that God's leading them to. So we are kind of praying for them with that and what God's doing through them there. And Praise and Moses in their school. Prayer for provision. They provide a very good standard of education for very little money for children in the area who have little. So provision for them, because they rely on a lot of they rely on a lot of donations. And actually, they wanted to set up a medical centre in the area because there are very poor facilities and people don't access healthcare. They talked about women going off into the jungle to have their babies alone because there's nowhere for them to go. So they've got this medical centre, but they don't have the finances to staff it. We'd love to pray that they are able to staff that medical centre and be a real practical blessing to the wider community around them, as well as the school and their kids.
Great. I mean, that's the kind of brief snapshot. If anyone is interested in hearing a bit more, come grab one of us afterwards. We would love to chat about it, because we are kind of fired up about it at the moment. And similarly, if you feel like sponsoring anything, like come grab one of us after. I think we're going to teach you a song. If the band...
There might be future trips out to this place again. So if anybody would love to come with us as well, that'd be great. So, yeah.